Why is this car backing up? And, okay, all right. So I got confirmation that they do, in fact, coat their those things in a deterrent to keep pets and children from swallowing video games. Which is why that was such a harsh thing that I still, my mouth, I don't... It is still not right over here. Yeah, no, my mouth is bad. I'm still feeling the effects of that. Sticker on the back of this Prius that says, "Caution, this Ninja makes frequent stops." I mean, I don't see any ICP stickers, but I would not be surprised. These other, what is this? Spartan tofu cuts? No, those are not. It's like some colorful faces on the back of this car, whatever this Spartan thing is, but those are not, that's not, those are not Joker's cards. Those are not. Also an Uber sticker. This ninja, caution, this ninja is an Uber driver. Well, other than the bad taste in my mouth, everything's okay. Feels good. I like doing call-in shows. It's fun. It's a good time. It's nice to do a live show, properly interact with people, talk at them a bit, take some questions. Yeah. I might have to stop and get something at a gas station to put in my mouth, like gas, like a gallon of fucking gas. Like, what if I drank a fucking gallon of gas? Maybe that would taste better than the taste that's currently in my mouth. guy is walking up the street and chanting slash yelling. All right. Yep, no, it's still pretty vital that I get some kind of food or something, some kind of tiny snack, just to get the taste of that cartridge out of my mouth, because it... I mean, hey, like, I'll give it to him, man. The last thing I want to do is put that thing back in my mouth ever again. I would never eat or swallow that fucking thing, that's for sure. Holy crap. No, they do. I'm not kidding. I had it verified to me that there is a substance on the cartridge to keep it from to keep it from tasting good. They literally do a chemical coating of some kind. Thank you. Is it you, or is the Switch super small? It's very small. Like,
I feel like the kickstand concept of, you're sitting on an airplane, now play two-player with someone. Like, you have to be so close to the screen to see it. You know, well, whatever. Everyone's got different eyes, I guess, right?
So I think it works really well as a handheld thing you're holding up in front of your dumb face. But the idea of, like, set it down and lean back, you know, like, no. That's, no. Nope. Made your text notification sound the Galaga coin insert sound. Yeah, that's...
Yep. Solid. It's good work. It's great work. I keep trying to think about what that sound sounds like, and the Zevius coin-up noise keeps coming up in my head. And it's like it's preventing me from hearing what Galaga sounds like. God damn it.
That's New York.
Right, and this isn't a replacement necessarily for...
Shh. Well, shit.
McGrath 120 on Sirius XM 90s on 9.
What?
Hey, hey, hey! It's your old pal Mark McGrath. You know, the dude with the highlights in the 90s. And let's be honest, I still have them now. I'm so sorry. You're listening to the 120, where our theme this week is black and blue. But this theme doesn't involve fisticuffs. Nope. We're focusing on songs with black or blue in the title. And since we heard from his little sister earlier in the 120, I think it's only fair we hear from the king of pop himself. This song is released as the first single from Jackson's eighth studio
album, talking.
Dangerous, and the song's main guitar riff is often incorrectly attributed to Guns N' Roses guitarist Slash. His playing is heard in the skit that precedes the song, and he would perform the song many times live, but not the recorded version. The music video featured an innovative morphing technique where the faces change from one person to another. Kind of freaky the first time I saw it. And this portion of the video features a young Tyra Banks before she gained international supermodel status. Black and blue is our theme on the 120 this week. But for Mike, Michael Jackson, we're going to change the theme for this one.
A
black or white.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going now. Hey, you didn't telegraph that one for the last fucking... Oh, God. Scat Cat? to stop at this gas station up here a little ways. Do something about this. Yeah. Just get a drink or something. Best name this fucker could come up with, first to put this song out, Son Holo. Like Han Solo, but with the letters. That was the best they could do. I don't know. I'm a roguish guy. Son Holo. Or is it San Holo? I mean, do you actually, like, pronounce it the way it looks? Either way, no thank you.
What are the first three letters of
diet? You're skinny. You don't
matter
what
it is. Diet.
What's the three?
the first three letters of budget.
I just changed Buzz. my health.
I like
Buzz.
Yeah,
I changed my lifestyle. Thank you, Joy. I missed it. All right. We talk about some news right
now?
Yeah,
but before we get to news, the first news break should be these eyebrows that women are getting tattooed on their face. What the fuck is going on?
Okay, where did that come from?
I just seen two girls with fucking tatted eyebrows, you know?
On the gram?
I ain't talking about shaped up eyebrows. I'm talking about tatted. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the new... actually, they've been getting tatted eyebrows for years, but now it looks better. Now it's called microblading, and it's like little individual lines. It looks like the actual hairs. Before, they was just, you know, drawing a whole block on your eyebrows.
That's fine.
And, that shit looked terrible. But now the microblading actually does look pretty cool. It's just too expensive. That's just like $300
each time. It's a tattoo. It's just supposed to stay.
No. It don't. You gotta go back and get it redone and filled in again. So,
what?
It's like semi-permanent. It's not permanent.
I'm just tired of it.
Ladies, stop. Man, fuck that.
I'm tired of the Instagram DJ chick.
Oh, man.
Oh my God. Here we go.
Shout out Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers for that. Man, it made my day today.
What are you talking about?
I'm tired.
Shout out
to DJ
Mr. Rogers. Put a real important Instagram post today.
What did he say?
The realest shit ever.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to all the next level to Instagram fat is not being a DJ, okay?
It's being a scantily.
It's not having a podcast, okay?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Who was that called you and told you to stop doing that? Killing people's...
All right. I'm going in this gas station. Take care of this situation. serious.
That's what I'm saying. Alright, so we
I don't know what. Barbecue grilling or something. I don't know.
So
this dude is filling up like five propane tanks.
Says Donnie reversed Obama's trans bathroom order. That's all I can call
that's it. Good. That's good.
Alicia Keys made a post that said it's not about bathrooms as it was never about water fountains. Which, what? Of them. What? You didn't get that one? Okay. So, Donnie isn't just cutting out the LGBT community. Cutting out media, too. At the press briefing at the White House today, they blocked CNN, New York Times, Los Angeles Times, Politico, and
Uh-huh.
One of the foundational members, Fruitcakes. So act like y'all know.